In a recent survey by CMHA Waterloo Wellington, Wellington County was deemed the least mentally healthy area community. At Thursday's council meeting, county staff and CMHA Waterloo Wellington's CEO both agreed there is much work to do. While the data wasn't considered a deep dive, CEO Helen Fishburne told council it gave a pulse reading of mental health within communities across the region. "The time is now. We can't afford to wait," Fishburne said when referencing the remedy to this mounting issue. Fishburne said the Grove Wellness Hubs have been crucial even since the survey came out, with 109 youth visiting Wednesday in Palmerston alone for what she says is a wide variety of available help.
Youth ages 12 to 26 literally flock to the Grove. It's a place that they can get all of their needs met, you know. They could get help writing a resume. They could get help if they're having conflict with a girlfriend or a parent. They could get help with their career planning. They could get help because they're struggling with their mental health, with anxiety, with depression, with dark thoughts.
Fishburne fielded a long stream of questions from council. One message was clear. This is an issue the county must lean into to help those Fishburne says are barely making do.
Just for our community in general, there's a lot of people out there just barely holding on. And that's where I was using the analogy of sometimes it feels like a house of cards, right? And one card being pulled, one change to their life, really results in a very significant crisis in the family.
The HERE 24/7 service has seen 30% more volume than before the pandemic, and Fishburne says she doesn't expect that to change. Fishburne added, as of Thursday, there were 4,000 people in Guelph, Wellington County, and Waterloo region waiting for ongoing care. Workplaces were one area she identified to improve upon transparency. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.